Rest up in your books, man.
Keep a cool head.
Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free from Rito. Whoo, that's right, just ran a marathon.
Woo, I saw it.
I'm here.
She just broke through the ribbon.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We are here till 5 p.m. Yes, a very special Paranormal Playground Sounds, I might say. So we're going to have another performance from Michelle and Armin. I was about to call you Alistair for some reason. My accent. No,
you do,
but
a
I was
British
like,
accent.
Right?
Hello.
Armin.
Hello, Ali. Oh,
Mr.
I love.
Crowley.
That is a paranormal sound. I'm sure he'd like to play.
So, what song are you going to bless us with right now?
I'll just say it's. A lot of people love this one. It's a highly emotional one. It's from Coldplay. It's Fix You.
Cool. Yes. Coldplay.
Just,
I like it.
I'll just be transparent. We've been mysterious enough.
That's
life. Oh. That's life.
Ooh, Frank Sinatra.
Never mind. We're doing old school. Thank you, Armin.
Okay. I was ready to do Fix You, too.
No. It's okay.
Okay.
I was wrong.
I love, oh my God, you know, I'm these.
Are we ready
thank
to
you.
Do whatever?
We are ready for anything right now.
I'm ready when you are.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Thank you.
that's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April and shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. Yeah, that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let 'em get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps me spinning round. Well, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. Oh, and you know I can't deny it. Many times I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart won't buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, well, I'd hop up on a big bird and then I'd fly. Well, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. Oh, and you know I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. And if there's nothing shaking here come this July, well, I'm gonna roll myself in a little ball and die. 'Cause that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on your dreams. But I don't let 'em get me down, no. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps me spinning round.
Woo! Yes! Again, huge Frank Sinatra fan, huge. Ooh. Playing all the goodies here. It's like, you know.
Thank you.
You didn't even, and that's the thing, you didn't even know when you were practicing these songs that these are all my things.
That's the best part is when I was like, I think we're going to do a Frank Sinatra, and you're like, oh, I'm down with Frank and all of those cohorts from the Brat Pack. And
oh my God.
It was really, yeah, I want to let you kind of go
for
now.
You too, girl.
Yeah, this was for you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And everyone. But like this, it's a lot for us as well. Like, it's for everybody. Yeah.
Oh, Frank with his Pisces and Venus. Oh, he is so dreamy. That yes. means love. What that means, love for him is like a fanciful movie.
So romantic. I'm down.
I'm going to read my PSA for the day.
Yes, please.
Some of these are actually like hilarious.
Oh, I kind of love.
But
these.
I'm trying to find like the shortest one possible.
I can't wait to see what comes up.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Well, there this is not that. I mean, this is kind of serious, but look.
I mean, that's okay.
Look what it has.
Serious.
The Beatles.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. The Beatles across Abbey Road. That's the image, right?
Pedestrian safety, PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at the both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Truly. Yes. Truly. I'm safety girl. I love
Look
that
Look both
PSA.
Ways, everybody.
Look both ways. Be careful. The cars might not see you. It's dark. It's
Mariah,
raining. Be careful, kids.
Can you sing 1-800-1877-CARS for kids? I love
you. 1-877-CARS for kids.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. It just the way I felt like I was in a commercial. I'm
yeah,
like,
it was very official.
It was so good.
Oh yeah. My God, that
was a good PSA though. Seriously, kids,
Thank
watch
you.
Crossing the street, and drivers, please be careful of those pedestrians.
Exactly.
They have the right of way, or I might hit you by accident. I never
Seriously.
Mean to. I'm so
it
sorry
happens.
In
Who raise your hand if you've gotten hit by a car? Say okay. We
a
all
a train or a T.
Oh
a T.
Excuse me.
Plus call with a T.
Jesus.
Freshman year at BU. Look both ways, kids.
Wow. Yeah. So you win the award.
It's a loud
yeah,
horn.
You get the cookie
it's,
this time.
It's a loud horn and it makes you jump 5 feet back.
Oh my God.
It's good that there wasn't another
God bless
the other
us.
Way.
Yeah,
God bless.
I'm so glad you're
God
here.
God bless us all.
Knock on
wood.
All of
yes.
those nine lives, yeah.
We're oh my goodness. Yet. Well, there we go. That's why we're here talking about spirit, because yeah. we have some close encounters.
Ooh. That's how you know you're
well,
living.
All right. Okay, so let's get into the... more of the magic with you two. So we're gonna do some live mediumship readings. Thank you. I love doing medium readings here. Yes, get that
my
book
notes
out. You better write it
I know
down.
Better. I know to write what she says.
She's doing notes for me.
You to lies. You to lies. Utilize that.
Utilize.
Okay. So basically. Oh, let's see. Yeah, I would love to actually do this. This would be a good life, but, you know, I'm not going to worry too much about that. But so basically, you know, what I was feeling was I think would be fun if I get someone and then you, both of you can chime in and be like, oh, I know who that is or
yeah.
not. Or if we go through it and I'm like, okay, nobody knows who this is. Mm-hmm. You know, I can either go with the message or kind of move on mm-hmm. and just if or just a flow if I'm feeling or seeing anyone around any of you, just go in. I just feel like this is just such a free form
yeah,
thing.
Just open it up.
That if you could just kind of come over, because I would love to see your beautiful face, not half of it.
Oh, come on. It's my good side. I'm happy to show you my full face.
Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, just basically go in with a free flow of this, because and usually I do a lot of preparation sometimes when I do the readings or the live readings, where I'm like, all right, spirit, oil this person up like oil can, and let it just flow, let it glide.
Lubricate.
But I didn't even have to do that with
no,
you exactly.
We're both really
I didn't
open
even have
and
to.
Ready. We're all lubed up.
Yeah, yep. We made sure of it before
Thank
we
you,
arrived.
Freeform Radio.
So okay. Okay.
That was good.
Maybe. I'm just going to see. Don't mind what I'm doing. I'm just going to see if I could. If I can't, I'm not fiddling with this, because it's just like, you know, I'm just seeing if I can do Inspector Gadget. I can.
Yeah, I did an Inspector Gadget over there.
Oh my God.
It's been recording for a little bit.
Yes. Okay.
Do
do do do do. Inspector Gadget. Go, Gadget, go. Do 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 do. Okay. So maybe I won't even have to, and maybe you can send that to me.
Yeah, I can email it to you.
Cool.
We have the technology.
2023.
So. So if you guys just open up your hats.
Open your hats,
open up your hats.
All yeah, right, darling.
So, Infinite Spirit, please open up. Anyone who would like to come in for Armin or Michelle, I am open. I just got this spirit coming in. I feel like they're tickling. Oh my God. This spirit is so playful. Oh my God, so playful. Like, almost like, not only is this spirit tickling me, but hugging me. Now, it does feel like a female vibration, like a very playful female vibration. It's possible I am seeing a grandmother connection she make, because I do see she is frail, but her spirit is big. Her spirit is very, very spunky right now. And so even though she was older, the way she looked did not match the way she acted. And she is just, I'm just feeling this. Okay. There's a white energy around her. I feel white, like whiteness. Like, so her aura would have been like white light. Okay. As I'm coming in, she's showing me the scene from Titanic with the woman in the necklace. Now I'm wondering why she's showing me that, because there may be a necklace involved. There may be a connection with a necklace, but she wants me to show there's an importance with the necklace and there's something blue going on. So I don't know if there's a blue necklace, but there's something blue there, but with something, but she
that
would,
she, had.
She would, yeah, it had to, so that's very possible, but I didn't even see that. But
that's what's funny. I'm wearing a blue
there, so. Yeah, but that's so
not
she,
what this is.
But it's possible. Mm-hmm. This is what she's showing me from that scene from Titanic. But there's a specific reason why she's showing me this scene, because it has to do with letting go. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, she wants to communicate that she did a lot of letting go. A lot of letting go of material things. A lot of letting go of the material world in order to finally be happy. Mm-hmm. And in order to finally have that connection. I'm feeling someone who would have found spirituality later on in life. And she's understanding the value of that. And that's why she wanted to show me that scene. And it's very possible she could be going towards you, because that's the idea. There's a similarity here. Let me come in and see what else is she's showing me. Let's put in some of this music, because if I have dead air, I'm going to get in trouble.
No dead air. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
I'm trying to think of what my grandmother would have been like. Yeah. She died when I was two, so it's hard to know. But
yeah, it could be any one of our elders.
I'm gonna I'll go with
the message. Yeah, I'm so curious.
Spunky and
to
playful
hear.
Doesn't resound really.
Me neither, but I know a few elderly women who were spunky who I'm really just not recalling their names. But
let me I feel like this I feel like this is for you. Yeah. Let me see more. And so this wouldn't be family, you're saying? This would be like.
Maybe.
Okay, wait. Let me, I'll just go into the description, I'll ask you. I'm seeing library, so I'm seeing books. I'm seeing a lot of books. I'm seeing she had a lot of books. Wherever she lived, she had books. So this is another reason why her energy level was so high, because she was feeding her, she would feed herself with a lot of things. She would feed it, but she fed herself with literature, with books and stories and nonfiction and fiction. This connects to the level. There's worldliness around her. She's showing me the globe. I'm seeing a globe. I'm seeing the desk. Now, I'm seeing a board behind her. So I don't know if she was a teacher in her early life and maybe she had and retired, or if she was just a teacher and that's how people saw her. But this is a woman. She's showing me like school, being in school. So this woman would have loved learning. She would have loved education. This is a lot of reason why she was the way she was, and why she knew a lot of things that she did. I'm seeing plants. I'm seeing a garden. I'm seeing plants all around her. So she's showing me where she would have been before she was passing, and as she settled down. I'm seeing books, plants, and those are the things I'm seeing. I'm feeling her talking to the plants. I'm feeling watering, taking care of plants, nurturing. I'm seeing her working with her hands, with the dirt, nature. I'm seeing all of this. I'm seeing tomatoes. I'm seeing peppers. I'm seeing growing a garden. Let's see, what else am I seeing? She's showing me a beach, so I don't. But now she's showing me like when she was like younger, in her early years. So she could have lived where there was a beach in her early years. So okay, I don't want to go take up too much time. But is this?
It could
familiar?
Be any one of three women in my life that I can.
Are they all
remember.
Connecting with this description?
Yeah, one was a teacher. One pushed me hard to write better.
Oh,
and.
My God.
To help me grow my poetry at a very young age. These are like fifth grade memories,
oh my God.
Self. And I don't know, and that's probably why I'm struggling to remember, because I try not to remember past things very much.
Oh, so I see.
I don't focus on it, but I can recall. It could be my adoptive grandmother. When I was a little kid, we did a program where we would adopt someone in a nursing home, and she would delight in me and what I would do. And so it could be her. It could be some of my like distant cousins or great aunts who were nearby that I just didn't know enough to know all of this about them.
Okay.
But I feel like this person is connecting for me. So I'm curious what the message is.
Okay,
really,
because, we'll go into the but this seems like...
it seems like it's somebody I know for sure.
Okay.
I'm getting that feeling.
That blue necklace was kind of the... It's like... It was weird.
It might come to you later. Scene. Yeah.
Yeah, it very well might.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go into the message. What is coming in? It's so funny. There's so much water she's bringing in around you. Mm. There's something about water. There's a message. There's she a strong message about water coming in. Now, she, okay. And then, okay, letting go. And interesting. Now this is all coming up. Do you ever manifest with water?
Hmm. Well, it's funny that you say that because there's a level of identification with the elements that I have. And usually for me, it's an association with wind.
Mm.
But wind plays well with water. Mm. And water is definitely the flow. So I think water is what I try to tap into visually when I'm trying to be in flow. I'll visualize a river.
Okay.
Or I talk with Armin a lot about, can I share this with the ocean? So his guitar playing is the ocean and the waves, and I'm a dolphin playing in it. He gives me the space to bring the voice out and to bring the feel out, and I feel safe in that water.
Mm. This was so beautiful. when you said even further, you're what you need to be, whether it's the crab, the dolphin,
I took it to different levels. I'm like, whether I'm the dolphin above or like a mid-swimming fish or a crab on the bottom, I'm going with the vibe, the way the waves hit at those levels. So I can be very steady and grounded when I'm in crab mode, or I can be really fluid in fish mode, or if I'm playing in dolphin mode, it's a more excitable, more energetic, making arcs and using my own will, for example, to make that increase in energy.
Okay.
Yeah, and he just gives me that safety to be all of those vibrations.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, she's coming in. She's talking about you playing with a new thing with playing with water and your connection with water.
Oh, okay. No, I think I get it. Dr. Emoto's water experiments. I'm just going to say that. If anyone's ever looked that up, please look it up. Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. It is wild, energetic, molecular structure where he literally would tape a word to the outside of the glass of a vessel containing water, or say the word, or chant the word, or sing the word.
Yes.
And depending on the vibration of the word, the water molecules would be affected accordingly.
Yes. And so she wants you to start playing with this, manifesting with water, because you have a very strong connection. And when you said singing and labeling, so have you ever put like had a label? There you go. And she wants to show you this new world with water. What, putting the label, putting the, because you're such a strong hands-on person that I think if I were to do it, it would be like, okay, cool. But if you were to do it, it would have been like, boom.
Well,
like,
the hands-on infusion into the water, I think, is where you're going
and
with
so
this.
And so she wants you to start playing with this because I'm seeing some, we all have blocks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but this thing with water and how you can connect with it in such a way and have an ability that a lot of people don't have in a stronger sense, like what I just said, you know, to manifest with water. You have a brilliant ability to do that, and you're going to be surprised when you start doing that of what's going to happen when you start manifesting with water. So putting writing down a label, putting it on and putting your hands on it and actually putting the energy and what you want it to be and then drinking that water.
Yes.
That effect.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm going to start infusing my water with energy and see how I feel.
Yeah. So it's another form of healing and in manifesting. So that's why she was showing the importance of the water and how throwing, and now she's showing me, when she showed me, she wanted to show me the Titanic scene because she wanted to show me the meaning of giving it to the water, the meaning of that was so precious, what Jack gave her, that she was willing to give it to the water because because that's how much she trusts in the water. That is how much she trusts in their love and that connection they have. Him dying in the water, them almost drowning, but him saving her life because he wasn't on the board with her. And so he saved her life. So she was giving trust and welcoming in that beautiful element of water and throwing away, you know, it's like throwing away the material world and what we know and connecting to basically the higher calling of what nature has to offer. And so that's a connection with you where you're experimenting with a lot of things now, new things with your healing. And this is part of it is what I'm seeing. And she kept saying, it's just so much water talking to it because it's talking to you and it wants to be a part of you. And also when the weather gets warmer, wanting you to, it's coming out. Let it out, girl. Yeah. Let it out.
These blocks.
Yep. Get it out. The blocks are leaving.
Thank you.
Getting more of that water, getting near it, being in it, just letting yourself.
We were talking about boating and immersing ourselves, camping, being,
Okay. So I'll open up and see who else wants to come in. I feel kind of like, I do want Armin to get.
Okay, it's okay. We're going with it right now.
Going with the flow.
The infusion transfers.
So let's see.
Because he's water.
Okay. Cancer. Okay. Let's see who else wants to come in. There is a man who does step forward immediately. I am seeing him with a shirt and a tie. Okay. He's looking professional. He does look taller. So I am seeing a taller man, brown, dark hair, and he is taller. But when I come in, I feel like this is another era. So this would have been him younger, maybe in the 80s or the 70s, possibly, because his energy is very like the way, like, I don't want to say he worked on Wall Street, but it's Wall Street-esque, like that movie with the way people, you could tell what time era it was because of
the sleek how, back hair
yeah, so it could have been early
dress.
90s, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, brown eyes, brown hair, pointy, like, I do see like a pointier kind of nose, very defined jawline, defined features, very strong and very, he's handsome. He's also like, you can tell he has that ethnic look to him, like he's from another country.
Is he tall or just lean?
He's tall. I wouldn't say, I mean, that's the thing. As I'm seeing him, it's like a taller, yeah, I would say a taller lean build, but not like wicked skinny, just very like average tall.
Average lean tall, yeah.
Where are you seeing him?
It's funny because I do see city. I do see the city. But then I just saw him playing basketball, which is very interesting because he transitioned from the city. Then I'm seeing him working out. So he's doing a lot of working out right now. I'm seeing him active, which is interesting. He's very active now. I'm seeing a bike. I'm seeing bicycles. I'm seeing just sport, like taking care of his body. I'm seeing lifting weights. I'm seeing, like, he could have been a smoker in and out, because I do see he's going like this. He's going like this.
The vibe.
Let's see, what else am I seeing? I feel like as I'm looking, he's letting me more into his personality now. I'm seeing he's very observant.
Are his eyes dark?
Everything's dark. His eyes, his hair, so he would have those features. It's interesting because he's showing me sharpening a pencil, which is, I don't know what that is, but he's sharpening something with his hands. So he's showing me the energy of sharp. So as I'm feeling, I'm seeing this literal, but I'm also seeing this, like, you know, metaphorically, as him being sharp. like being very, he just not, like, he would have been into intuitive, like but he's very observant. He would observe everything around him, hear everything. He wouldn't necessarily communicate it right away or communicate it on the spot. He would kind of be like, oh, okay, like kind of if something was going on, but just be, he liked to have that incognito kind of stature of like, and I feel like that was his gift, because that's how he knew that's how he knew how to do his job. That's how he knew how to get by and to talk to people and navigate
the world.
Exactly. This is what I'm feeling from him. Is this person seeming familiar yet?
I feel like I see him, but I don't know who it is.
Okay.
I feel like I'm looking at him.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird, but the vibe is, it's, I feel like it's for me. It's
interesting.
You brought a man up last time too. It was kind of a similar thing. And
okay.
I don't know who he is. It's
okay.
But
is this?
I mean, I can visualize the guy too. It's funny because I think we're just tapped in.
Okay.
And it's kind of a similar feeling that I had with the woman that you were describing, where it seems familiar, but I can't pinpoint it. It doesn't seem like it's someone for me. I feel like it's someone for Armin.
Okay. That's the thing. Like, further than the familiarity, it's like there's just this. I don't know. I feel like something's.
Yeah, I'm curious what the message is from this one now. Yeah, like it's always what are they trying to tell us?
And everything you described about him, it's like, I'm kind of at that point in my life too, you know?
Good thing we still have time. So yeah,
Armin kind of rolls that way. Like, you're more of the observe and take a moment, make a concerted effort before you
speak.
Whereas I just go out and blast it out.
I've stepped into that though. I have been reactive before. I have been very observant my whole life, but at the same time it's taken steps. It's taken growth.
So what I'm gonna do is after this, I go with the message. I'll go back to you and I'll go back to you and actually do, you know, we'll do the specific. Maybe it could be more.
This is great. I love it.
Okay, let's go in the message. Okay, a lot of times they like to show me an imagery, so that's why I'm putting it all together. This feels like what's coming in for you this year. They're showing me. I do see traveling. They're showing, so this person is showing, but they're showing like the Grand Canyon, they're showing West, they're showing that energy over there. So I don't know if you were planning on going over that way, but I'm seeing like Nevada.
I'm taking another trip with my bike this year, so.
Oh, okay. Were you planning heading that way?
It's like the plan was there, but it wasn't there, you know?
Okay.
You're saying it now, and I'm like, wow, that's okay.
Okay. So it looks...
Who's tapping into my thoughts right now?
And that was something you did already.
Maybe it was supposed to be a surprise, and I blew your cover.
Ain't no surprise.
Okay.
No, but it's... yeah.
Okay. This is a spiritual experience. This is going to be a spiritual journey, they're saying. This is going to be, you know, when you take certain trips and then you're like, it just kind of changes a place in your consciousness because you've had that time. This is that experience that's going to be connected, because this feels like a part of your Akashic records. This feels a part of your past life. This feels like this time in your life from a past life that you're going back to. It's like clearing karma. It's a feel good feeling.
It's
clearing the karma, clearing why you came here, a part of you that's healing. And because you're opening up more and more, they want you to know you are doing the work. Sometimes you get hard on yourself and you feel like you're not doing enough. You're feeling like you should be doing more. You should be, you know, like, I need to be praying more and being better and doing that. And like, I'm hearing all of this, but it's like, you've got this. You are perfect. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. This is your journey and you're just experiencing it. So your message.
I'm tearing up, everybody, just so y'all know.
Good. Yes. Let it out. Let the tears flow, because they're saying this is you're unfolding. Yes, we're growing, but we're meant to be able to enjoy the experience on the way. Because what fun would it be if every day we just went to the next stage,
duty,
you know?
Next task.
It's about just flowing and letting everything flow and doing the work simultaneously. Mm. They want you to know the work is this. This is the work. Yeah. This is the spiritual work. Being connected, being present. This is, and a lot of people forget that this is where all the work is done. And, you know, and I think this is a good message because maybe there is a lot of people out there who are like, I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm doing this every day, I'm doing everything, I'm trying to be good, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, but it just seems not to be clicking. And they're missing the part is that these are the moments, right? Your tears of joy, your beloved, beautiful friend holding your hand, you doing music. This is the work. This is your beautiful spirit saying yes to yourself. And they want you to know you are doing a good job with unfolding. And, you know, don't get too intimidated by us, you know, people who are in, like, you know, practice and been doing this forever, because
it's okay. I feel advanced in my own right.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
We're telling you, you're right in line. You're
exactly.
Right on time. You're doing beautifully as you are.
Exactly. Mm. You, and that's the thing. These are just titles and we express it differently.
Yeah.
And the way that your expression is obviously through sound, but it's not the only way. Mm. It's life is about unfolding.
Yeah.
Life is about continuously discovering new ways. And that's what you're doing. You are going to bring something.
It's funny because the visions are there, like mentioning those earlier, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
It's a matter of time and stuff and all that. But it's like, I know, and this is the reminder. It's like, you're not imagining this. You're not delusional. Like, this is all possible should you decide to continue doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's why I'm searing up so much too, because it's really a beautiful thing to know that you're on the right path.
No, exactly, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you could resonate with this.
Yeah.
And connect with this.
Absolutely.
I want to know who this man is. Like,
yeah,
it's funny.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So what I want to do is briefly, it's 4:37, and so I want to make sure, though, you guys get your last song in, but I'll do quickly. Yeah. I'll go to you, and then I'll go to you, and then let's see if there's one more person around you. Mm. For Michelle. I do feel a male who comes in. It feels like it's very... Okay, now there's a woman with him, so this could be relatives... These people are in the spirit world by themselves. I'm not by themselves. I mean together. Mm-hmm. So they're both crossed over, but I feel like they're married. So whoever this man, okay, this is interesting. Two of them have coming in. So I see a man, I'm seeing suspenders, and I see a woman, and I'm seeing the slippers and the nightgowns, and she has a pot with her, and I'm seeing, so it does feel like that Russian energy, but I do see, he has a mustache. I do see a little bit of a belly. Are they both crossed over? I'm seeing, like, he has a little bit of a belly, which is cute, because he reminds me of, that's the grandpa. That's,
I made a cartoon out of him, and it has a pot belly.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is him.
You're nailing it.
Did he ever smoke cigars?
He used to smoke cigarettes and he quit later in life. Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing, because I'm seeing smoking around him.
I think it's him. I want to stay open because it could be other relatives.
I mean, you said, because the belly, so immediately you said you drew a belly around him. That was, okay.
It was a tank top.
That was the giveaway.
The t-shirt.
That was the giveaway.
You said she was holding a pot and she said pot
cook,
belly.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And she was a cook? Pot?
Yeah,
okay, this is
very
them.
Much. I think so.
This is, okay. Do you want me to go, do you want me to go into more, or do you want me to give the message?
A little bit more.
Okay,
than the
okay,
message.
Okay.
Yeah, just a tiny bit more to confirm.
Was there? I'm seeing a teddy bear, a stuffed teddy bear. I don't know if there's any connection or relation to either if she had one, if they had one in the house as decoration, or if they gave one to you. But I'm seeing something with a bear on it. Maybe, I don't know if that may come up later. I'm seeing. Honey. They're showing me honey, which is, I don't know if she cooked with honey a lot, but there's something about honey. The word honey is coming in very strong.
Mm. We've been talking about honey the last 24 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We've been drinking it. Just doing shots of honey.
Oh, wow.
Trying to coat the throat for irritation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just drizzling honey.
So I'm hearing the word honey.
But honey is also my grandparents' nicknames for each other. They call each other honey.
Stop.
So
no.
There's a lot of that. And I'm wondering about Cabbage Patch Kids because instead of a bear, because one of the more meaningful gifts that I was given by my grandfather was a Cabbage Patch Kid when they were like in short supply and we weren't full of money in our family, and so it was a big deal when I got it, and it looked like a teddy bear because it didn't have a lot of hair and it was kind of an ugly dolly.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But,
okay.
But there was sweetness in it. I'm just hearing the sweetness in the
but
honey.
No, you're not joking. They called each other honey.
But like, that's my parents living though, so that's, I don't know. But I mean, either way, they heard it a lot, and we used to joke about honey. But
okay, interesting.
But I'm gonna let you roll more.
Did he take pictures, or is this, or is there a picture with you with a camera that he has a camera or something? He's showing me some kind of old fashioned camera or something going on somewhere. It's in his hands for some reason.
I mean, it's funny because that's like my parents, as opposed, and they're still alive. So I wonder.
So, as because they, if they got, if that was an influence, because I'm showing, because ask your mom. I mean, if you, whenever you get a chance, or
I'll see if I can validate some of this stuff. But yeah, what's the message? I'm so curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
All in good timing, they're saying. All in good timing. And they're saying everything is happening for timing reasons. And so if you're ever thinking about, I think, and I feel like you've gotten this message before, but it's coming in again just to remind you that if something doesn't go through right away, or you're waiting for something, and I feel like this has to do with your job. I feel like this has to, because I'm feeling the connection there, and they're saying, they're letting you know, yes, you've gotten the message that, you know, there is a time where you need to transition, but they want you to understand that you've created more energy to get your momentum going. So it's not as a big of, it's not as a more of an urgency that it was before. Because before, everything was just so stagnant.
Yeah.
Everything, there was no movement.
Yeah.
So they want you to know that's why there was such an urgency before. Mm. But because you are actually, you have to understand you're making these things happen.
Yeah.
You're creating the momentum. And the more you understand that you, every time you do stuff like this, and you put yourself out there, that you get more.
Yeah.
And so this is why this is even happening. Because first you started here, then the kid, you know, the universe and spirit, they work, they'll give you the people. This is how life works. They will take this person, that person, and they'll put them in your path, just as
just
you
like
were
you
here
and me.
For me.
Yeah.
And that's just how this works when we trust and we have faith. So they are hoping that you understand and see what this is and what this is doing for you and what this has done to help you continuously keep going on your track. And they're saying this is the momentum you've created. Don't forget it. Don't forget that you have the power. And I feel like there's a theme with manifesting with you, because I feel, because it feels like you're such an excellent healer, but you do sometimes, you have, sometimes there's feeling that you have a hard time believing that you could actually do Jesus Christ things. And so you, and that's what they're trying to bring you to, is that understanding the full alchemist that you are, because you do have that side of you that likes to be modest. You do have that side of you that likes to not be too much, because, you know, okay, don't you're like, don't push it.
Right.
But they want you to say there's balance in everything. And so don't be afraid of your power, because you're very powerful. And the more you explore how powerful you are, the more you're going to understand that it's not ostentatious, and that it's more about you have this gift so you can help people and heal people and do wonderful things for people, and that it's they're giving you this because you're here for a special reason, and you have to be able to be okay with the fact that you are great. You have to be okay with the fact that you resonate and you're on the same frequency as the greatest, as, you know, like the Gandhis and the Mother Teresa's and all of those. And you have to be okay with that, yeah, because once you're okay with it, more will flow. And not only will it benefit you, it just benefits the whole world around you, where you can create a whole city, a whole community.
I mean, this is the work.
Yes.
This is, and I will reserve that for the next conversation, because it's so big, and it's so big. And I feel what you're saying so yes. deeply. And for anyone listening who's felt small, when they know that they're special, who thinks to themselves, who am I to do that? How could it be me? How could it be me? You never know.
Exactly.
And why not?
Exactly.
Who are you not to do it?
Exactly.
So the visions that I have for future, for society, for myself, for everybody around the world, to live a better life, to be at one, to be coming from love. This is the message. This is the work. To have compassion for the ones who trigger us, to realize they're triggering us because there's something in us that might need some healing ourselves.
I just heard this.
Right? Like, we get triggered so easily, and really just look in the mirror.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I need mirror. This.
Yeah. Anytime there's that moment, and I'm just going to say this to Armin, if we don't do the other songs, I'm okay too. We can come back and do them. But
I think we're doing good time.
We got one song that we want.
I'm going to
at least. Actually, no, we have more time than I thought. I'm going to relax.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, I'm just going to flow with this.
Nice. So okay. Yeah. This is okay. So now I knew that's why I should do
this is beautiful.
One-on-one because they seem like they're flowing it like the identities. But hey, it's not, it's, you know, we all have angels, even if
we do.
We know them or not.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by them.
I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it. Thank you for that message.
No problem.
That was really big.
I'm glad that came up.
Yes.
We talked about this last night too.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's coming in for Armin right now? There's a woman who steps forward. She is, okay, I'm seeing a lean woman coming in, and her hair would have been tied up like most of the time, and I wherever time era she's at, like possibly from the till the end of her life until she got really older, or like I can't find a time frame actually, so I'm just gonna not focus too much on the itty bitty details, but I am seeing like a dress, like she would have been she's wearing a dress, so she's showing me I would have seen her, there is a class she would be presentable and classy. That's how she liked to present herself. This is possibly like an aunt or a grandmother energy, or a close relative, but someone I'm feeling like you would have known in your early upbringing a lot, because I am now I'm seeing like a big plate of food. Like I'm seeing it could have been like Thanksgiving or turkey, but she's holding a big plate. But it's funny because it's a huge plate, but it's this tiny woman who's, you know, I'm not saying short, but like lean, very lean.
Yeah.
But she ate and she cooked a lot, and like she had a very fast metabolism. So that's something that I'm seeing with her. Again, her hair's in a bun, like, or pulled back. And I'm seeing it's darker. I'm seeing light. Yeah, I am seeing like either hazel or lighter or like light brown eyes. But there's something about her eyes that definitely shows something going on. The first thing you notice are her eyes, and you can look into her eyes when you talk to her.
Mm.
And hold on, let me see what's coming in. She's showing me something about like Christmas and dinosaurs. I'm not really sure exactly what that is, but I'm just giving you what they're showing me.
But that's the next album title.
I am seeing a fire truck. So I'm seeing a fire truck. I'm seeing infantile things, like fun little gifts. Now I'm hearing the word poetry. So I don't know if she wrote poetry or if there's poetry around her, but then I am seeing, I don't know if she played the piano or if there's music, but I am seeing a piano near her, and I'm seeing some things that resemble, like, that would be musical around her. because this is, you know, she feels like Mother, she feels like kind of like Mother Goose or Mary Poppins. Mm. She feels like that, that's the kind of person where she was, like, she reminds me more of the Mary Poppins where she's fun and exciting, but she's very, but it's so funny because Mary Poppins is so funny because she comes off as so serious and so proper, but yet she's full of magic and she's full of knowledge and energy and just all of these things that you would never, like, known that was her expressing all of these things.
It's funny because I feel like that myself sometimes too, like,
Yes.
And her eyes, like the light brown, it's like I think of my eyes when I look in the mirror. Like, nice.
So you feel like
right
this
now.
Is definitely an ancestor.
I don't know.
Let's go.
It's hard to say. This is talk for another conversation, but it's hard to say with the family.
It's okay.
Line.
Let's go into the message. It might come back later because it happens a lot. It comes back later. So she wants to get back to the writing because the why she mentioned poetry.
Mm-hmm. I wrote a lot of poetry as a kid.
I love
dinosaurs.
And so do I. That's really funny. And so do I.
So this, I feel like this is someone. So this could have been someone because, like I said, she was like, I was around him when he was younger. So you might not even really remember who this person is, but it might come up later. But I'm feeling a connection when you were younger. Like this person would
I'm
have known
it
you.
Too. I feel it in my heart somehow.
I'm seeing a lot of writing. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of writing. So are you writing right now?
Yeah, I have started again.
So I'm curious if they're poetry or songs?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Some free, like, kind of sort of spoken word type thing, you know, where it's not necessarily a rhyme. It's kind of just a passage, some journaling.
Nice.
But I'll kind of do it in a way where it's poetry. Like, I always like having a sing-songy or a... that kind of a flow to it.
This is very powerful, is what she's saying. And this is very important for you to continuously write every day.
Yeah.
To continuously, don't stop doing this, is what she's saying.
I had a journal entry that said, write every day. You need to write every
day. Okay, good. So we're on the right.
You need to be writing every day.
Okay, so this is confirmation for you that, but this is more information to understand that this is extremely powerful. Your words are extremely powerful. You know, we've seen you play phenomenal, but now it's time to really hear what else. Like, that's the thing. Do you have
Shit,
songs?
Girl.
That's the thing. It's okay.
It's
okay. You have music with so that's the thing.
Written songs. Okay. I've done. Yeah. It's just it doesn't stay up there. I don't write it down.
Okay. So this is what they're saying. This is your next.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were just saying. We were like, we need to start writing.
Is that, yes, because both of you are such powerful writers, and to combine it together, that's the next step of your evolution and how you're evolving together as musical partners. And this is, it's so important, though, for you to get it out, because she's saying you may, like, this is the thing, by you getting your words out, it may transition the entire course of your journey of what you want to do, because you're going to get a phenomenal response from people when you start expressing yourself. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so, like, because already you play so, like, wonderful, and it's just you, it's so felt, and you two together, it's amazing. But you know, it's funny when you play, I'm just like, you know, a lot of times I think, why isn't he singing though? Like, that's what I keep thinking to myself, like, you're supposed to be singing.
I do sing and I love to.
And that's the thing, I know
I'm good at it too. It's one of those things where I've had the phenomenal responses before, and being scared of your potential.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna
say. So there we go. This is where we're getting to the core.
Yeah.
And we're peeling these layers and showing you that it's okay. So the topic, it seems like for you two, that it is okay to, it's beyond okay to be powerful. It's you have a right. It, this is your right when you come into this earth. And that meditation about how something wants you to be alive, that's why. Why do you think the sun has shined for you? Why do you think the trees are here?
About the sun shining today.
Why? Because they want you to do this. They want you to be powerful. They want you to shine your light. That's why they're nurturing you and feeding you and doing this for you. And everything's happening for you because this is how special you are. This is, no, this isn't gassing up. This isn't some fluff stuff. This is not an accident. This is all supposed to happen. And but it's just like, let me go more. I'm excited because I want to go more in. I want to go more in. And by the way, you're listening to WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Fort Radio, 91.5 WMFO. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on Tuff 91.5.
Yeah, it is.
And we are... You are joining us right in the middle of a live reading, and I'm just going to close it up. But what I want to, this is very exciting because when she's showing me the writing, you're going to start realizing, oh, okay, I'm starting to channel. But you've already been doing that. And so you're going to, but it's going to become clearer because the more, once you accept that that's who you are, you see that's where your power is, that's when you're gonna it's gonna be literal where you're like, oh my god, like for everything is channeling through you. That's the thing, that's your healing ability. But like I said, it doesn't end there. Once we start opening it up, it just keeps opening and opening. So the thing about it is that you do, I know in my heart, Michelle knows in your heart, you do have, and you do, you have an ability. See, that's the thing. We all have a healing ability, but you, I can't doubt that you have a path to actually be here and do the things we're doing. Like there's no, it's just not, I
completely.
There's no way that you're not.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you.
Yeah, no, it's,
and
it's okay.
The only reason why it's not in front of you right now is because this is your journey and you're opening up.
It's in front of me.
And so
it's in front of me.
Okay, thank you. And so
it's in front of me,
the
yeah.
thing, and the thing about it is that once to know what these things are, that just defeats the purpose of growing. It really does. And that's why we don't get it right away. That's why we don't get the answers like, this is exactly what it is. This is.
It's why I have such poor vision, because I'm always trying to see the future.
And knowing uncertainty and all of that stuff really gets in our, it really clogs the fun. And that's why they're saying it's important to just enjoy, because the more you just enjoy, the more you're going to let go of the perfectionism, the more you're going to let go of this has to be perfect. And you guys did a wonderful job of that today. You guys just flowed. You guys let it go. You guys were like, whatever, we're just gonna be down. And I'm just like, yes, because I get nervous too, because I'm like, oh no, they want the, you know, guests are gonna want it a certain way and a certain, but you guys were just there for whatever, because that's where spirit is, and that's where it all lies. So I can't wait to hear what comes out of your mouth. Because again, I remember doing a reading for you. There was a reading about speaking, and you are supposed to be speaking.
Speak up is on the cabinet right there.
There, oh, snap. See?
Speak up, you're on the radio.
There we go. So thank you, and I leave you with the love and blessing of spirit, both
thank
of you. Thank you so much for doing this. We have about three minutes left.
That's,
and so if we can... let's do this. And so this is, you know, we are signing off, and we're going to sign off.
Sign off with a song.
Which song are you doing?
We're going to complete the sandwich, right?
We're going to bookend with Blackbird.
Blackbird. Here we go. And let's do this. Michelle and Armin, thank you for listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Please join us next time. Love you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you guys.
So much for listening. This has been just an enchanting conversation with Mariah Merlinite. Did I get it right?
Mariah, can I shout out a friend real quick?
Absolutely.
I just want to say, my boy Ahmet, you know who it is. I just want you to know, bro, this one's for you right here.
I
know you're listening.
You.
This is a real good friend of mine, and he's given me a lot of space to express myself, and I feel like, you know, he's told me himself, number one fan, so... here it is, boy.
And Ahmet, I haven't met you in person, but I know you in my heart, and I love you. And thank you for all of your support. You're letting go of perfectionism. We're in flow. It's a beautiful time. We're going to let go of tuning. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. We were only waiting for this.